You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, lawmakers will continue working on the budget deal. The original goal is to send it to the full legislature today. The deal cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites, increases funding for the UW system, raises fees to pay for transportation projects, and adds new payments to child care providers as a critical government program ends. Republicans are happy to come to an agreement. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican Mark Bourne.
It's a compromise, right? We worked with the Gov, we worked with some other folks in the Senate side, and I think we're just continuing that work. We had some different ways that we approached it this time, and with any compromise, there's things to like and there's things to dislike.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Roy says although it's bipartisan, that doesn't make it a win.
We see a budget that was incredibly harmful made slightly less harmful by Democratic input. Don't get me wrong, it's good to have less harm. But nonetheless, this is a far cry from what we need and what we deserve. The so-called tax cuts that are being touted by the majority party amount to a couple of dollars per pay period for an average middle-class family. That's going to be totally wiped out by the property tax increases.
The plan also includes measures to close Green Bay Correctional in 2029.
Plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right-size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional.
But Roy says there are no guarantees.
Doing this trick again, to put it in this very fancy lockbox where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
After it passes both chambers of the legislature, the budget will go to Governor Tony Evers. The federal budget bill has passed the U.S. Senate, and now it's in the House of Representatives. President Trump wants it on his desk by Independence Day. The bill cuts taxes, increases the deficit by about $3 trillion, and slashes safety nets like Medicaid and food stamps, or SNAP. Melissa Kay reports on how that would impact Wisconsinites.
Now, these potential cuts are around $211 billion. Jackie Anderson is the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. She said the important thing to keep in focus here in the Badger State is the number of people who will be affected by these cuts.
In Wisconsin, there's about 705,000 people who participate in the SNAP program, of which 270,000 are children and 108,000 are seniors. So that means the most vulnerable folks are going to be impacted by these SNAP cuts.
She said grocery stores will suffer because people who usually spend their SNAP benefits there won't be able to.
Farmers markets are going to be impacted. Local stores where you like Walmart's, Targets, like they will be impacted.
Some federal funding has already been cut. Three of the six Feeding America food banks lost 30% of federal emergency food and will now have to purchase that on their own. Another cut federal funding stream is called LFPA, or Local Food Purchasing Agreement. It helped farmers buy seed and purchase equipment to produce food.
About 254 pantries benefited from that program alone, and they received about $4.2 million of food from the local farmers to go directly to their pantries.
These cuts were unexpected, and food banks are already scrambling to make up for the loss.
The need is increasing and the resources are decreasing. So we're at a really hard time right now.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
up.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, scattered storms, high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.